Penguin Audio presents Shadows and Light by Anne Bishop. Read by Eric Sinistvet. Chapter 1. Sitting cross-legged in the middle of the bed's sagging, lumpy mattress, Lyra brushed her dark red hair and studied the small room she was sharing with Aiden. At least it was clean. The floor was swept, the sparse furniture dusted and polished, and the tavern owner's wife had proudly claimed that she always put fresh sheets on the bed, even if a guest spent only one night. Despite the mattress, this room was luxurious, compared with the one they'd been in 2 weeks ago. There, a bold little mouse had run across her foot while she was washing herself in the chipped basin that was as close to a bath as that particular tavern offered. Her shriek had woken Aiden from a sound sleep, lifting him out of bed in a tangle of covers. At least he'd landed on the bed, mostly, and didn't hit his face on the floor. He wrote a song about it that made men roar with laughter and women give her sympathetic smiles. The wretch! A burst of male laughter rose from the tavern below. Lyra wrinkled her nose, then smiled. Aiden must have reached the point in the evening's entertainment where he was singing a few of the bawdy songs he knew, and the bard knew plenty of them. But there were some bawdy songs he didn't sing anymore. Whenever someone asked for one of those songs, he'd say he didn't know it. Which was a lie, of course. Aiden was the Fae Lord of Song. It was part of his particular gift.